From your home for first-round picks and undrafted free agents, semi-live from Studio A, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron. Oh, volume. There you go. Hey.
You're producing over there. Nice work, man.
Yeah, you know.
That's the guy with a lot of hands on a lot of buttons. Nice job. It's been a pretty good week.
So far, so good.
Yeah, man. We're doing another Tuesday.
Yep.
Which is fine.
Yep.
This week... What's happening this week, buddy?
Let's see here. NBA playoffs.
That's true.
Your Brewers, my Twins.
Yep.
Oh, NFL.
There it is. I thought we were going to talk pickleball championships, but or WrestleMania. No? We're going to talk about the NFL draft.
I didn't watch WrestleMania, so.
I did not either. I knew it existed. Right. We'll cover that later. We'll talk a few little bit about WrestleMania at the end.
Okay.
Technically, it's a sport because it's on ESPN. So it's the draft week.
Yes, it is.
100%. It's a Tuesday. The draft starts less than 2 days from today.
Yeah.
If this point on Thursday, there will be smack dab in the middle of the first round of the NFL draft live from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I was looking at the first time that Green Bay has hosted the draft. In the modern era, of course, because they've only been doing this for about 5 or 6 years, give or take.
Yeah, 6 years, I think.
Apparently, Green Bay hosted the first draft.
Of course they did.
Back in 1939, when there was about four teams. So I'm a little excited for...
It's come a long way.
For the entire... I mean, Green Bay hasn't. Green Bay's the exact same town as it was in 1939, give or take.
Have you seen the setup on that?
They have turned the Lambeau Field... It's
Well, the outside of it.
Yeah.
It's like a big old... it's like pregame.
Yeah,
tailgating.
It looks like they've been tailgating for ESPN. Yeah. it's the draft. There's so much pageantry anymore. Yeah. I remember back in my day.
Back in my day.
It was hosted on a Saturday.
It was always in New York.
And it was always in New York, and it was one full entire day. They would start, maybe it was, did they break it into two?
Yeah.
But it was a Saturday. It was a Sunday. It would go all day.
Did they have more than seven rounds, too?
I mean, back before we were watching football, I believe there was like
12.
12 rounds. Because 12. It was a spot where you were drafting local talent from the local colleges.
Sure.
Just because, you know, why not? Yeah, they never dressed people up. Once in a while, you'd see guys in goofy suits, guys hanging out with their moms, just regular stuff. And now...
I mean, it was a spectacle before when it was just in New York, but now by moving it to different locations, it has built that brand.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of fans, including myself, see it as the thing to do. I mean,
yes.
It's almost bigger than the Super Bowl.
I was going to ask you in the rankings of, we'll call it things of the NFL,
right.
not teams, not players.
Right.
The draft for me does go over the Super Bowl. For me, I rank Super Bowl second.
Yeah, because your team and mine hasn't been in it.
That is absolutely correct. That is the time exactly how that goes.
Right. So this, for me especially, I mean, it's about seeing your team and what it could do.
Yeah.
What's it going to, you know, how's one player going to make a difference?
This is the start of your season. This is the Vikings season starts Thursday for me. Friday,
Well, for my team, the Vikings, off season started with free agency.
That's fair. They did pretty well.
Yeah, they did.
This does really put the bow, I guess. For me, this isn't the end of the season. This is the start for me. This starts taking the wrapping paper off of what is my team going to look like for next year.
Sure. I mean, let's be real. My team only has four picks this year, and they're not the best. I mean, they have first round, and I think it drops into the fifth or third round, fifth.
No, they don't have a third. They trade. They got like a. They don't have a second. They don't have.
They have a third.
They do have a third.
Yep.
Okay.
Third, fifth, and a sixth.
Third, fifth, sixth. You're gonna. Well, your team was really good last year, so you don't. It's a nice spot to be in when your team won. Did they win 12 games last year, the Vikings?
14.
14. That sounds like cheating. They don't need anything, right? Like, you're not a team that's struggling.
No, we need a backup quarterback, which you could find. I mean, you got Tannehill out there for a backup. Sure. I mean, you've got other guys.
Their backup quarterback is something every team does need. I can't think of a team.
The last several years, a backup has been very important.
Yes. Without one, you're going to be the Vikings from 2 years ago. With one, you're the Vikings from this year. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's, if you have a good backup quarterback in the league, Malik Willis for the Packers kept them in the playoff hunt. Honestly, sure. If they would have gone 0-2 on the games that Malik Willis started, the Packers aren't a playoff team this year. So you do need those.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you're not drafting a backup quarterback when you've just last year drafted your starting quarterback.
Right, especially now we only have, with only four picks mm-hmm. this year, you've got to really be smart about them.
Well, this is where a couple years ago, it was a guy named Ivan Pace, right, for the Vikings, undrafted free agents make a huge difference in what your team can do, especially if you're hamstrung by either draft picks or salary cap or inept general managers.
Yeah.
You need to find guys in the, we'll call it the eighth round, right? It's a seventh round draft, but you're looking at guys at the end of the draft that you can sign that you think can play real snaps for your team. The Packers have been real good over my lifetime about finding guys like that, running backs, offensive linemen, wide receivers, guys at the end of the draft. They've always found some talent, and in order to stay afloat in the league, you really have to also do that.
Well, it's also about backups. That's what, you know, rounds 5, 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're going to find those guys of quality that make the team, but they're backups, you know.
You'll see third and fourth rounders developed into eventual starters, running backs, offensive linemen, cornerbacks sometimes.
It's tough to find a diamond in the rough with undrafted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Minnesota's done it several times, though, in the last several years. So,
well, as much as it's important to have talent at the top, you need talent at your 7th, 8th, 9th offensive linemen. They're going to see snaps. There isn't a team in the league who wasn't playing some backups through most of the year. Sure. It's a big, hard sport with 17 games in it. If you're not drafting well consistently, and this isn't just this year, it's not just in the first round, you got to hit. That's how the Chiefs have been so successful over the years. The Eagles over the last couple of years. Yeah, you hit on first round picks. Most of the time you hit on a second. But it's finding a sixth round pick that you develop into an all-pro.
Tom Brady.
Correct. I mean, Tom Brady is a really good example.
The classic.
Aaron Jones for the Packers was a late third round pick or fifth round pick, something like that, and he develops into an all-pro.
But it doesn't happen very often. It happens here and there.
Yes.
Hitting lightning in the bottle.
Typically you got to hit in the first round, right? Like if you look at the
first
Vikings.
Second. For sure the second.
The best players on the Minnesota Vikings were first round draft picks, correct?
Yep.
Whether you're talking Jordan Addison, Justin Jefferson, or your starting quarterback, you're getting, you need, their best players were first round draft picks. Packers, you know, same thing for the most part. You know, Jordan Love, first round draft pick. You're struggling, offensive linemen, a couple of first round picks. Every player on their defense starting was a former first round draft pick, which tells you that maybe they're not doing a great job of scouting. If you need that much talent on your defense and your defense isn't winning championships, as Green Bay did not, you're maybe not quite as great at drafting as you used to be. So if you're the Minnesota Vikings, I'll start with Minnesota.
Okay.
If you are the Minnesota Vikings and you are drafting at, I think it's one spot below Green Bay, you're
right
sitting at 23.
24.
So for pretty much the entire draft, you are going to be drafting directly behind,
for the most part,
Green Bay.
Yep.
What would you, because they don't have a second round pick, so we'll just focus on what would you do with your first round pick? You're Minnesota. You're not getting your top flight. You don't need a wide receiver. You don't need anything besides wide receiver and quarterback and maybe wide running that you could draft in the first round if you're Minnesota, correct?
Right.
They don't need a wide receiver. They don't need a quarterback.
Right.
But what do they need?
I mean,
you watched them closer than I did.
The secondary is going to be needing some strength, safety. Harrison Smith is sticking around one more year.
Wow.
Give it a shot. You know, so you'll need to maybe draft his successor at some point.
Sure.
You know, cornerback, you know, offensive line work or help.
Sure.
Defensive, I mean, all that stuff. I mean, even having a backup wide receiver, but you're not going to do that in the first round. They've been talking to safety for Minnesota. Honestly, I think Minnesota takes that 24 pick, shops it.
Sure.
And I think there's enough unknown, you know, kind of the quarterbacks.
Yes. Quarterback is always.
If you draft that quarterback in the first, say, three picks, four picks, well, you're committing that he's your guy.
Yes.
Well, there's guys better. I mean, they've been talking about that. So to get that quarterback and get him at a more reasonable, at least on the fifth option, fifth-year option on it in the first round.
It seems like that's the only thing that teams are trading back into the first round for. Mm-hmm. Generally, it's not for a lineman, offensive or defensive. It's a quarterback.
Yeah, except for Minnesota.
Because if you don't, have a quarterback, you need one. And you need one in the first round because that's...
If you're in the first five picks, more than likely you need a quarterback.
It's not every year that the best player in the draft is a quarterback. It's not Peyton Manning. It's not Cam Newton. It's not Bryce. You know, it's not always the best player in a draft is a quarterback.
And this year's, I mean.
But I'll tell you what, if you need a quarterback, you're going to draft him early. Doesn't matter. There's a guy named Jackson Dart out of Ole Miss this year. Real specific case. He looks like probably, you know, the 40th ranked prospect in this draft.
Right.
He's going to be drafted in the first round.
Maybe.
Perhaps in the top 10. Definitely in the top above Minnesota. I don't think a quarterback in this draft in the first round gets past the Steelers.
Well,
I think Steelers draft at 21. They're the last team in the league that's good that needs a quarterback.
Okay. So Cam Ward's going number one to Tennessee.
Yep.
We know that. I think they've even
Miami
said
quarterback.
That.
Yep. Looks like and plays like the first round.
Cleveland is in the next pick. I don't think they're picking a quarterback.
No. No, I don't
Travis
think so
Hunter
either.
Or what's his name? Abdul?
Abdul Carter from Penn State looks like the pick. My favorite player in this draft, and I am definitely not alone in this.
Travis Hunter.
Is Travis Hunter from Colorado.
But he
won the Heisman.
He's
a five-star athlete.
He played both sides of the ball, but his stats really aren't like...
Sure. Yep.
You know, like popping like as a wide receiver.
Yes.
If you compare him just to wide receivers, he's maybe up there in the top 10.
Sure.
And as a cornerback, he was not...
Well, he wasn't he was a first-team All-American this year, but it wasn't... And it was at corner. He was a cornerback, and he was... You know, he's a better cornerback than he is wide receiver.
He's a decent wide receiver.
All parts of me wants him to not end up in Cleveland because it just seems like that's where a career will go to never start.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna go there and you're not gonna have somebody throwing you the ball.
Right.
And then you're not going to develop as a wide receiver. You're probably gonna see a lot of work as a cornerback because that's a team that's gonna give up a million points a game.
I mean, that's the thing with any of these, especially the quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, aside from Cam Ward, you have just Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Deion Sanders' kid is
He's a pro.
He's a different prospect than I have ever seen, only because he's so polished. He talks into the media. I watched his... Shedeur Sanders had his pro day.
Sure.
Colorado had their pro day. Every other player that I've ever watched in a pro day interview, because these guys take interview from the media...
Yep.
Let's say you're the interviewer. You ask me a question. I look at you. I answer it. Every time Shedeur Sanders answered a question, he was staring directly at the camera, talking to everyone in the world. He knew what he was doing.
He's been coached really well.
I like his moxie. I like his ability. I don't know if I like him as a quarterback.
Right.
But I want him to succeed. Kind of like, you know, unfortunately, and for anybody who's followed the draft, he has to me a Johnny Manziel feel to him. I know.
But I think...
That's what I said about Johnny Manziel, too. Boy, he's a great little quarterback. He's a little undersized, but he's pretty quick, and he makes the right decisions.
He did not.
And he bombed out within a year and a half.
Because he didn't really want to play.
But that's the Shedeur Sanders game to me. It feels like he's a pretty good quarterback with a lot of moxie.
I think nowadays, I mean, in the last 5 years, the quarterback's taken.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's enough people that know enough people that know enough people to go, he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
if he wasn't Deion Sanders' kid, I don't believe
he wouldn't get the attention.
No, that is a fact. He didn't have that feel to him, but he is Deion Sanders' kid. So Shedeur Sanders has been famous since high school.
Right.
He was one of the better players in high school. He went to Jackson State instead of going to Florida State.
Well, he went to Jackson because his dad was there.
Correct. So did Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter was going to be at Florida State, but he saw, Deion Sanders, I'm going to go there. And it's worked out pretty well for him.
So, I mean, so as far as the quarterbacks go,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think Minnesota trades out.
Sure.
And that way they can pick up several more picks.
Yes.
especially in the second round.
Because your haul for, say, the 23rd pick in the draft will go something like a second-round pick, next year's first-round pick, and perhaps a
possibly
fourth round. You know, you get some pretty good, especially for a team that needs a quarterback. And you know what's a fun thing about getting next year's first-round pick from a team? Most of those teams are really, really bad.
Right.
Because they had to draft a quarterback, which means they didn't do well, which means next year's first-round pick that you could get from a team should be a top 10 pick, which is sort of how they lucked into their picks last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yep. So if you're Minnesota, you're drafting, we're going to say you're going to draft in the second round. Is there a name? Let's say I'm watching Thursday night. Well, it wouldn't be Thursday, right? Like, if I'm a Vikings fan, Friday. I'd be so that's the problem with this only first round on a Thursday. It's in Green Bay this year. Man, Green Bay needs to make a pick. They cannot trade to the second round. People have been waiting 40 years to cheer a Packers first-round pick brought to you by a Packers player at Green Bay. And if you're, same thing, Minnesota, you've been waiting all year to hear, with their first pick of the first round, Minnesota Vikings select, and then they'll name a safety out of South Carolina, or they'll name...
I think they're going to pick up... If they do what they're going to do, which I think they're going to do, is trade out of it,
sure.
I think they pick up a backup running back.
That wouldn't be bad. There's always... Second round is the right place to get a running back. It's
I'm a big fan of that Cam Scattenborough.
You've mentioned that guy from South Carolina, right?
Arizona State.
Arizona State, gotcha.
He ran all over Texas.
In the
playoffs.
The playoffs, okay.
He was the only reason. Yeah,
I do remember that, yes. Okay.
So I like him. P.J. Harvey's another running back that's not bad.
All right.
I think we need a tight end that's the backup.
So you're talking depth, and you really are talking in that fourth, fifth, sixth round. You're looking at depth because that's where you get your backup running back.
I mean,
we have
our starters on offense.
Correct.
I mean, Aaron Jones is back. We picked up Jordan Mason from San Francisco.
Okay, so you've
got
depth.
So that's your backup. So, I mean, that or we end up with a safety.
Correct. Yeah, I've
a
seen
cornerback
them mocked.
Or a safety, yeah.
I've seen them mocked. There's a safety out of South Carolina, maybe. His last name starts with an E.
Yeah, Emmanuel
Nice. That's close. Really close. I guess find out on Thursday or Friday if that's how his name is actually pronounced.
Yeah, I know.
So that would be good. What if you're the Vikings?
The Malachi Starks, safety from
Georgia. Oh, Malachi Smart.
Yeah. Malachi.
I mean, it's a thing. You've heard me over the last few years. If you have a chance to draft an SEC player, you should do that. The SEC, the Southeastern Conference, has Georgia, has Texas, has the best athletes. It's been the Green Bay strategy, it feels like, the last 5 years. Of let's take the best SEC defender left on the board. And it hasn't worked super well.
Not
but it puts some nice names on the jury. You know, but Malachi Starks is a guy, he was a first team All-American.
And he's ranked, is the second best safety
in the draft.
Yeah, right.
So, if you could find him in the second round, you sprint up to the podium at that point if you're Minnesota. If you have a chance to add a first round quality player in the second round, jump all over that and do that. So if you're Minnesota and you're a Vikings fan, as you are, and you're watching on Thursday, what pick or what player do you not? Is there anybody on that board? Because there's a couple names, if I'm Green Bay, that I don't want to hear attached to the Green Bay Packers in the first round. If you're going to draft them in the second round, third, fourth, whatever, is there anybody you see on there that makes you say, oh, I don't want that guy?
No, not really.
You trust Minnesota's...
Yeah.
You trust their scouting department? You trust that if they're putting him on the team?
The evidence over the last 3 years tells me I have to trust them because they've been pretty good.
That's fact. Yeah.
You know, because we got JJ and Dallas Turner last year in the first round.
I mean, did Dallas Turner end up being anything worth?
He started toward the end.
Okay.
He wasn't the 10th pick. He was late 20s.
Could be. But I remember seeing.
Yeah, JJ was 11th or 10th. 11th.
I remember getting excited about Dallas Turner because in college, he's legit. Like, he's a...
Yeah, there's a learning curve. Some of these guys, yeah, I mean, the natural ones, the great, great, great ones...
Sure.
...come out and, like, what's his name? I can't remember, like, a brain fart on the guy. Linebacker. Chargers?
From... You talking a number of years ago? Or
no, just last year's...
Bosa.
No, I can't remember. He was defensive rookie of the year.
Oh, okay, yeah,
you
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do. Yes.
Yep. So I mean, Turner, I think maybe just has his the learning curve is maybe a little more
sure.
for him. Toward the end of the year, he was actually coming out pretty strong.
Okay.
The last three games.
I mean, this was also a team where their defense was legit all year. So
right.
seeing the field in a Brian Flores defense, who's one of the better coordinators in the league, probably runs a more complicated system than he was seeing in college, does make sense that it would take him some time. So right. I would assume this year's version of Dallas Turner is a starter as a probably. As a yeah. linebacker for a pretty darn good defense in Minnesota.
I want them to get somebody at least, and if they, you know, first or second round, whatever it is, that's hopefully will start right away.
You want to see one starter.
I want to see. We've got starters and stuff, but I just want to see somebody. I am not too familiar with like the later, like the lines, you know, the O line sure. or the D line or anything like that.
No,
so.
That's where we are clearly not professional scouts no. because it's really, really hard for me to do any projections on. You'll see a guy fifth round offensive lineman from William and Mary College, and everybody says right. he's going to be the steal of the draft. I can comfortably tell you I don't know where William Mary College is, and I don't know anything about a lot right. of these smaller schools or fourth round picks. I can tell you things about, you know, some of the Badgers that are in the draft. I would like to see Hunter Wohlers out of Wisconsin.
Sure.
He'll be like a late safety that I could see and say, oh, I know that sixth round pick. But if you are like my Green Bay Packers actually have some needs
yeah.
that they have to check off the list on their team.
Yeah, really. I mean, I'm quick with Minnesota though.
Yeah.
There's no need, no pressing need.
No.
I think we're sitting after the off season and the free agency, we're sitting pretty good on a lot.
Your team is better to start the year this year than they were to start the year last year. I don't think there's anything on paper that says that this Vikings team isn't better than they were last year. And last year's team ended up being really, really good.
Right.
This isn't going to be a team, I think, that surprises anybody. I think it was easy to say that they surprised some people last year because Sam Darnold wasn't viewed as a real quarterback. Which
I wasn't surprised.
No, you're the only one.
I know. I wasn't the only one.
You and the GM, I think, for the Vikings. maybe the head coach. Maybe yeah. you and Kevin O'Connell knew something was up with Sam Darnold.
Right.
If you're Green Bay.
Yeah. You've got 8 picks.
As they always seem to have an extra pick or two from something.
Yeah,
and you were telling me what the Packers were listed as needing, and I could have told you that because they have needed these four positions.
Five.
Cornerback, edge,
yes. yep.
defensive tackle, defensive line. What am I missing?
O-line and wide offense. Receiver.
They're wide receiver. There we go.
There it is, wide receiver.
Every single year, it feels like, and then every single year, they just don't pick the right guy. They feel like... Like Rashawn Gary is a really good example to me. Rashawn Gary was a lineman, defensive lineman they picked up about 4 years ago. Physical specimen.
Sure.
Underwhelming performance.
Right.
Same thing he is for the Packers now. Physically dominant player who doesn't see the field all that often because sometimes he's hurt and sometimes he's not making plays. If you are the Green Bay Packers, you have a first-round draft pick sitting at 22.
Three.
23. You need, I mean, I can't believe that they haven't drafted a wide receiver ever
in the first round. You absolutely need a wide receiver.
But I can, and they don't need a second round. That's my problem is, if you wait till the second round, you end up with Jalen Reed. You end up with Dontavius Wicks. You end up with Tucker Kraft. You end up with Luke Musgrave. You end up with third-tier players who are not stars.
And I think... The list that I'm looking at, the best available
mm-hmm.
on the top five.
Sure.
I mean, if you guys can get even Jaden Higgins out of Iowa State.
In the second round?
In the first or second. I mean.
Yeah, he's a real wide receiver.
Yeah.
Matthew Golden out of Texas.
He's ranked as number two.
He's ranked as the second best wide receiver. Looks like he could be drafted somewhere between 10 and 20. If he slips down to 23... Please.
Yeah.
Jordan Love needs a real deal wide receiver, a number one.
Yep.
And I don't know if some of these guys in the draft are a number one, but I know for an absolute fact, having spent the last 2 years watching them.
I think the top four are
legit
number ones.
There's a guy, Luther Burden, out of Missouri. Smaller guy.
Yep.
But very, very fast.
Yeah.
I could deal. I could accept those picks.
Yeah, but
right?
you need that big body.
Yeah.
The playmaker, the guy that you could trust to catch
Correct.
That catch.
And that's actually where a guy like you were saying, Jaden Higgins out of Iowa State, he's a big wide receiver. He runs a 4.5. He doesn't run a 4.2, but he's a big wide
Nobody
receiver.
Runs a 4.2 in that.
I would accept wide receiver, no problem. It's right. been I've never seen them draft a wide receiver in the first round. I've seen a few second rounders go really well.
Neither did Aaron Rodgers.
Correct. Right. And Aaron Rodgers, I can't believe I say this, he was right. He's right
what?
Once. He was right once what? When he talked about needing some weapons and the Packers just chose to do otherwise. Or they need a cornerback because they keep drafting terrible cornerbacks way too early.
Right.
Eric Stokes, who is now with the Raiders, he was a first-rounder. Bust. The Jaire Alexander, first-round cornerback, out of also a bust.
Yeah.
They're going to, because he hasn't played enough, and he's going to ask for a lot of money, and they're going to end up cutting or releasing a former first-round pick instead of paying him his second contract.
Right.
That tells you he's a bust. You need
Or Green Bay's really picky.
Well, you need a lockdown cornerback. If you don't have one in a division filled with quarterbacks and wide receivers, those good quarterbacks, Jared Goff will find the matchup.
Right.
You saw that last year. Kevin O'Connell, as a quarterback's coach for the Vikings, he will scheme a way to find that weak spot on your defense. They've been doing it. Chicago's got apparently a real offense surrounding Caleb Williams for it's the best offense that the Bears have had since the Rex Grossman era. So you still need some. I know it's not saying much. That's some really bad players in that list, man. But if you are the Green Bay Packers, and you hear boos coming from your home crowd because you picked another tackle,
yeah, right,
another edge rusher out of the big. They need an edge rusher. Why? Because they've drafted terribly. You need another tackle. Why? Because you've drafted terribly.
How many more years do you think Matt LaFleur has?
Unlimited.
You think
he's
so?
Won a Super Bowl. If you are,
he didn't win a Super Bowl.
Well, he was the coach of a Super Bowl winning team. There's never been a coach who's won a Super Bowl. If those are your conditions, it's the players who do it. But if you are green, look at the history of the Green Bay Packers.
By the way, you got a minute left.
No way. This is a very special draft special. We did not even talk about Craig Yoho.
Ooh.
For the Craig Yoho, new Brewers pitcher.
Oh.
My favorite name.
Well, we knew this was going to be a draft special.
Yeah, it had to be. Yeah, that's okay. We did really well.
On a side note, we almost went.
We're so close.
But we
knew a guy
scheduling.
Who knew a guy
to
do a guy that we were going to go down and do some draft stuff, drive down to Green Bay. Unfortunately, we have jobs. Really got in the way of a good time.
Responsibilities that we just can make happen.
I apologize.
Would have been fun.
I apologize to my responsibilities, but I'd rather have been at the draft. I can honestly tell you that.
But anyway, I'm
going to be. So if you're Packers, please don't let me boo you on your home stadium on Thursday night at like 8:30.
Please
just draft me a wide receiver. Draft me a cornerback.
You know better.
And just be done with it. Please wait till the second round to make draft picks that I don't want to. That I want to boo. You know what? Thanks, everybody. WDRT, thank you for opening the doors. You, thank you for pushing buttons.
Hey.
Everybody, have a great weekend. Talk to you soon. Bye.